12 best secondary school debaters from all four editions will battle for all the bragging rights. Airing weekdays at 4, join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. And later on Wazobia Max TV. This tournament is brought to you by Paystack, supported by Wazobia Max TV, RLG Communications, and obiwizi.com. For sponsorship opportunities, send an email to ibegtodifer@nigeriainfo.fm.
Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. And today we're finally going to hear from Group D, the final group in the tournament. This is the next level of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. We've brought back the best of the best secondary school debaters from the first four tournaments. Champions, runners-up, impressive performers, all of them right here in Nigeria Info FM studio. Yesterday, Nicholas Musokoya won an epic battle against Fabian Chibundu. He joins Ramadan Oladipupo as yet another number three seed who upset the number one in their group in the opening match. Tamvita Kaushik is the only past champion to win her opening debate, making her the only all-time undefeated debater still in the tournament. But today is all about Group D. Remember, we have four groups of three debaters each. The top two from each group will move on to the knockout rounds. So we've got 12 group stage matches, four quarterfinals, two semifinals, one final. One winner, 2 million naira. Lagos, I'm so excited by the quality of debates that we've seen in the past few days. These children have simply been bringing it day after day after day. Now, we've doubled the prize money because, like I keep saying, you cannot bring champions back, you know, if you are not a... what's the word I'm looking for? If you're not going to make it worth their while, am I right? Aha. So we are bringing all the champions back because, well, we have to make it worth their whiles one way or the other. And Lagos, let me tell you, our big sponsor, our headline sponsor is Paystack. Paystack helps businesses accept online and offline payments from local and international customers, and they're going to make sure that our winners get their alerts. Paystack also has a POS called Terminal. You should check out Terminal on I Beg to Differ. You should check out Paystack's Terminal on paystack.com/beg-to-differ. That's how you can check out Paystack's new POS called Terminal. Sunu Assurance is our associate sponsor. With their different insurance packages, Sunu's motto is you pick your way, we take your risk. So if you're looking for motor insurance, marine insurance, fire insurance, house insurance, all of that, Sunu Assurance has you covered. Obiwizi.com is supporting the tournament with prizes for all our debaters. Obiwizi.com is Nigeria's home of gadgets with guarantee. You can buy all your favorite gadgets, all quality accessories, both brand new and pre-owned. You can also trade in your older devices for newer models. Check them out on obiwizi.com. Obiwizi has a laptop for the winner of this tournament of champions, also has AirPods for the top three finishers, and has a Nintendo Switch for whoever finishes second, and a JBL portable speaker for whoever finishes third. However, every debater will get a smartwatch from obiwizi.com. We've got prizes from RLG Communications. RLG has tablets for the top eight finishers. So anyone who qualifies for the quarterfinals will get themselves a tablet. And then this tournament is also supported by Stover Industries. If you find Swiss flower air freshener or Swiss beauty and body care anywhere in any store, the makers of those products, the distributors of those products are right here supporting us on I Beg to Differ. They've put together a wonderful Swiss flower gift pack for the debaters. You should go into the store where we have these gifts. It smells divine. It smells heavenly. And we also have gifts for our panel as well. And yes, I Beg to Differ is also supported by Just Delight non-dairy ice cream. Just Delight is Nigeria's plant-based ice cream. That's why it's suitable for those who are lactose intolerant. You can find it on www.justfood.ng. Lagos, now that you have met all of our sponsors, It's time to debate. We'll take a very short break. When we come back from this short break, Lagos, you'll meet our judges.
Are you a business owner who's looking to boost sales? Check out Paystack Terminal. Paystack Terminal is a POS that helps you accept payments in multiple ways, including ATM cards, bank transfers, and USSD. Additionally, you can track sales in real time on your phone, even if you have multiple terminals in multiple stores. Paystack Terminal also comes with a global SIM card and fast Wi-Fi, so you never have to say the words, no network, and your customers never have to wait to confirm payments. What's more, you can connect Terminal to your existing POS systems, split your payouts into multiple bank accounts, do easy end-of-day accounting, and so much more. Paystack Terminal is the smart choice for ambitious businesses of all sizes. Visit paystack.com/beg to differ to get yours. Again, that's paystack.com/beg to differ.
Thank you so much to Paystack, our headline sponsor. Now, let me introduce today's judges for the opening debate for Group D. We have four judges joining us as always. Two are somewhere in Lagos and the other two are abroad. Our first judge is from our headline sponsor, Paystack. All of this week, Paystack will provide us with one judge for the first match in each group. And the Paystack judge for today's debate is Bobola Adesuyan. Bobola, good to have you on the show. Welcome to the Tournament of Champions. Our second judge is one of our regulars here on I Beg to Differ, joining us from Canada. Legal practitioner Adenike Arobonlo. Our third judge is a doctor in the United Kingdom, Dr. Nduka Zuchi. And our fourth judge is our chief judge on I Beg to Differ. We call him that because he's a real life chief. He's a product manager by day, Chief Andy Oboforibo. Let's introduce our debaters. I'm sure that that's what everyone wants to hear. That's who everyone wants to meet. Our first debater is the third seed here in Group D. We previously met him in the May 2022 edition, where he eventually lost to eventual runner-up Hamid Olarenwaju. He's 15 years old. He's in SS3. Olaloye Toluolase, welcome to the Tournament of Champions.
It's good to be back.
Here's our second debater. She's stepping in for Esther Bewaji, who, like I told you, had to pull out late because of exams. We last saw her in the May edition. No. We saw this particular contender in the August edition last year, where she lost in the quarterfinal to Nicholas Musa Okoya, yesterday's winner. Oluchi Akwarando, welcome back.
Good to see you. Thank you.
The contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I will give you a topic. One of you will be in support. One of you will oppose. You will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions, and then you will each get another 3 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points of your opponent. And then you'll each get another 3 minutes in the closing round for closing arguments. The clock is the clock. Once it starts, I will not pause it until the 3 minutes are up. The panel of judges will score both rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation is important if you want to win. Number of the points of your opponents that you address during the rebuttal round, also very important. And the strength of your rebuttal of each point determines who wins or who loses or who draws. Since this is the group stage, if there is a tie, there will not be a tiebreaker round. The debate is a draw. After all the group stage matches, the two debaters with the most wins go through to the quarterfinals. Where two debaters have the same number of wins, the number of draws will be used to break the tie. And that will decide who moves on to the quarterfinals. But that particular problem is very far away. Today, let's face today's match, right? And you already know your topic. The AFCFTA is economically great for Nigeria. The AFCFTA is economically great for Nigeria. Now, let's decide who supports and who opposes. I've got a coin to decide this. Oluchi, you are going to choose either heads or tails. If the coin lands on the one you choose, you will support the motion. If it lands on the other side, then you will oppose the motion. Here, look at the coin. See, it's got a head and it's got a tail. It's not a false coin. It's got a head and it's got a tail. All right. So, call it
heads.
Heads, tails it is. All right. Which means that Oluchi will oppose that the AFCFTA is economically great for Nigeria, which also means that Tolu Alashe will support the motion that the AFCFTA is economically great for Nigeria. We'll take a break. And it'll be time for round one. Once we come back from this break, round one, round two, round three, we're going to do it in very, very quick succession. So Lagos, don't go away.
Group D of the IBEC to Differ Tournament of Champions promises fierce battles between three exciting debaters. Olaloye Toluwalashe dazzled us last May, but was stopped by Hamid Olarewaju. If he wants to settle that score, he'll need to emerge from this group. But will Stephanie Amen let him? The August runner-up is here to prove she could have won it all. But to be the girl, she has to beat the girl. Esabewaji's fans will love that Group D debates on Thursdays because they say Thursdays are for legends. She smashed scoring records on her cruise to the championship in May, and all that is left between her and the three other champions are the two challengers in this group. This March, it's the IBEC to Differ Tournament of Champions on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM and Wazobia Max TV.
You can watch on Wazobia Max TV, channel 33, if you don't have cable. If you do have DSTV, GoTV, or Star Times, you are also able to watch Wazobia Max TV. For DSTV, it is channel 259. All right. Now that we've heard the rules, we've met the sponsors, we've met the judges, and we've met the debaters, it's time for round one. The motion supporter, Olaloye Toluwalashe. Thank you so much for that correction. Your 3 minutes start now.
Good evening, majorities. My wonderful co-debater, my wonderful audience, and my wonderful moderator. My name is Olaloye Toluwalashe from Covered Edomas College. I'm here to speak in favor of the motion which says the African Considered Future Area is economically great for Nigeria. Before I proceed, let us define what this argument is all about. With Africa Considered Future Area as a trade pass between the various countries in Africa to see economic cooperation between them by creating a single market through elimination of trade barriers such as tariff and import quota, thereby promoting economic integration, development, and growth across the continent. Now, the various reasons why this trade pass is beneficial for Nigerian economy. Some of these reasons include one, immediate cost reduction in tariff. The cost of the agreement is the promise for zero tariff for over 90% of goods trading between African countries. This means Nigerian manufacturers to export their goods to other African countries without having to pay any custom duties. This reduces the total cost of production and as well helps reduce the total cost, the total level of cost push inflation in the economy. Secondly, because the cost of production of Nigerian industries is being reduced by removal of tariff, they will be able to compete favorably with other industries and other member nations of the agreement. Because without the free trade area, the production cost will be higher, and this will cause them to be at a disadvantage. Thirdly, the agreement creates a new market by causing us to take advantage of a large population size to provide an expanded platform to Nigerian manufacturers and local service providers to connect to the regional considered value chain, thereby expanding their trade and business opportunities and able to maximize their profits. Furthermore, due to the high level of competition provided by the agreement, Nigerian producers will operate on the principle of competitive cost advantage, which means especially in production of goods and services that are most efficient at. And this efficiency of resources will maximize their profits and as well boost the nation's gross domestic products in the long run. In addition to my point, the agreement, since it brings about high level competition, will help to reduce the prices of goods and services. How? Because producers reduce the cost of their goods and services so as to attract more customers and to remain competitive in the new market system created by the agreement. Also, as we know, one of Nigeria's major problems is our inability to produce quality products. They are going to help to alleviate this challenge by allowing our manufacturers to export their goods to African countries, thereby improving the quality of our products by continuous competition with local rivals and exports. This is the same method Taiwan and South Korea utilized for decades, when they improved and became one of the major exporters of electronics in the world. Also, the agreement helps to increase the standard of living of Nigerians by allowing also have access to high quality products which we cannot produce with available resources and level technology, by allowing us to access these products in the new market made by the agreement. And in conclusion, the agreement will be able to create more job opportunities by allowing the freedom of people across the borders of African countries. And the more jobs we create, for them to secure quality jobs outside of various countries, and the more jobs we create and export, the lower the unemployment, crime, and poverty rate in the whole nation. So, with these numerous points of mine, I hope it's convinced you that Africa Considered Future Area is economically great for Nigeria. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done. You had almost a minute left. A quick tip is to try and finish your time. If you just tuned in Lagos, let me remind you, you can watch live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Or Luchi, your 3 minutes to oppose starts now.
Nigeria is a developing country which has a lot of infrastructure inadequacies and stiff enabling laws to protect our country. The implementation of the African Continental Free Trade Agreement will lead to Nigeria is a developing country which has a lot of stiff enabling laws to improve our country, such as technology, road networking, etc. The implementation of the African Continental Free Trade Agreement could be likened to jumping from frypan to fire. Good day, moderator, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, and my ever attentive audience. My name is Akwando Oluch, and I'm here to oppose the motion which says the AFCFTA is economically growth for Nigeria. The AFCFTA, which is known as the African Continental Free Trade Agreement, is a free trade area encompassing mostly of Africa, which was established on the 21st of March 2018, effective on the 30th of May 2019, with 54 countries out of 55, and available languages such as English, French, Portuguese, and Swahili. And it would be pretty hilarious to say that what has a good side does not have a bad side. Now, the question is, would the African Continental Free Trade Agreement be economically great for Nigeria? No. Follow me as I unveil my point. Firstly, unemployment and job outsourcing. As promised by the African Continental Free Trade Agreement to reduce 90% of tariffs on the importation of goods and services into other African countries, this leads our local industries to source for survival. And this leads to laying off of workers and folding in the long run. Secondly, reduction in tariffs. The reduction in tariffs by the African Continental Free Trade Agreement will lead to easy importation of goods and services. But Nigeria, as a developing country, loses those taxes that could have helped in the developmental project of the country. Thirdly, intellectual property theft. Many Nigeria countries don't have, many Nigeria local industries don't have the laws guiding patent, innovations, and new processes. And as such, the implementation of the African Continental Free Trade Agreement is an open ground for foreign industries to steal our ideas. And this leads to extermination of our local industries. Let's not forget, it leads to degradation of our natural resources. Implementation of the African Continental Free Trade Agreement in Nigeria would lead to depletion of our natural resources due to the lack of environmental protection laws. Furthermore, it leads to loss of traditional livelihood. Most of the traditional livelihood by our rural areas most of our rural dwellers are ranging from farming, fishing, mining. And also, the implementation of the African Continental Free Trade Agreement will lead to depletion of this form of livelihood, which will lead to loss of cultural values and increase in crime. Furtherly, it leads to killing of our local industries. The African Continental Free Trade Agreement in Nigeria would allow our local industries be vulnerable to external factors, and not to also forget, it leads to unprecedented ground for smuggling. The implementation of the African Continental Free Trade Agreement leads to accessing of our country, it leads to free accessing in and out of our country, and this leads to smuggling and dumping of hazardous goods in the country. Let's not also forget poor infrastructure. Nigeria, as a developing country, has some sectors in the economy that needs to be fixed in order to facilitate a free and fair trade. Now, implementation of the African Continental Free Trade Agreement will lead to low production of goods and services from our local industries. Let's not also forget that it leads to monopoly. The main aim of the African Continental Free Trade Agreement is to trade freely and not fairly, but in the implementation of the African Continental Free Trade Agreement will lead to monopoly of products. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Oluchi Akwarandu. Well done. Great work. Great work to both of you. Good job. We're going to dive right into round two, the rebuttal round. And this time we will start with the motion opposer, Oluchi Akwarandu.
Thank you, moderator, for giving me this opportunity to thunder back. I would like to make refuters on my opponent's points. Before I start, I would like to mention that the capacity of our economy does not depend on what we have, but depends on what we can produce. Now, my opponent mentioned reduction in tariffs. But do you know that this reduction in tariffs lead to reduction in revenue for the government? And this makes the government lose so much in the economy. And it should not be implemented because so many things will go into it. I also heard my opponent mention favorable competition. How? It does not lead to favorable competition. These foreign industries come into our country to trade, thereby outsmarting our local industries in the long run. And this leads to monopoly. Monopoly of the product, monopoly of the market. Furthermore, my opponent mentioned new market. New market, how? These industries come with expatriates, come with opportunities and lots more. And this leads to outsmarting of the local industries, like I said. And this will lead to so many disadvantage in the new in the market that you're talking about. You also mentioned competition again. Like I said, outsmarting and swallowing of our local industries is what is going to happen. Furthermore, you said standard of living. How is it going to improve the standard of living? Because opening of the market is going to lead to accessing exploitation of our local industries. And exploitation of our local industries will impoverish the people the more into poverty. Also, you mentioned job opportunities. Job opportunities under poor working conditions. How does this lead to job opportunities? They walk like an elephant and they eat like an ant. That is the thing that is there. The African Continental Free Trade Agreement enhances trade between African countries and our country, in which these countries will come and all they care about is to repatriate their profits back to their home. And this will lead to poor working conditions of our people. Poor working conditions of our people, they don't care about our health status. They don't care about anything. All they care about is to work, and work. Those are all the points where you mentioned. Now, adding most of the points that I forgot to mention are, furthermore, it leads to monopoly of the product. The implementation of the African Continental Free Trade Agreement leads to accessing in and out of the market, and this leads to monopoly of the product by the foreign counterpart. And lastly, it leads to protectionist policy. There is no doubt that our local industry do not have the chance to compete favorably with these our foreign industries. Now, implementation of this African Continental Free Trade Agreement in our economy would lead to closing up, would lead to folding up, would lead to swallowing of our economy, would lead to so many bad things that we can't even explain that will happen to our economy. Let's not also forget, it leads to smuggling. Accessing the market will lead to importation of goods and services into the country that are hazardous for the people, and we don't want that in the Nigeria economy, do we? Thank you.
Thank you very much, and well done, Oluchi Akwarando. There's a reason Lagos requested that she had to be a part of the tournament. Tobolashe, Olaloye. Your 3 minutes start now.
Well, I opened the mid-mention some very valid points, but I'd like to offer some position to your stance on this matter. We said that we want to bring about unemployment. We're agreement to allow the free movement of people across the borders of African countries, causing them to secure quality jobs within and outside our various countries, as the agreement connects relevant industries among relevant players, thereby creating more job opportunities. You also said that we want to bring about loss of revenue. Well, yes, you are correct to an extent, but let me put to you that revenue will actually increase. Why? Because when we trade, when our Nigerian industries move to other countries to trade, they will make profit there and turn it to and do any that nation's currency come into our country, and we're able to tax them because they're in our country, thereby making up for the reduced tax revenue that we lost as a result of the agreement. Also, you said to bring about intellectual property theft. We make it sound as if the agreement doesn't have a set of rules and regulations governing this agreement, because this intellectual property theft will be well reduced and eventually eliminated, because there are various legal repercussions for those involved in it. Those are receipts from this unlawful act. South will avert the punishment because of the later rules and regulations governing the agreement. You said to bring about keen of our local industries. Well, these industries are exposed to a new, larger, and better market, thereby improving their level of efficiency due to the high level of competition, as I said before, and they're able to improve our nation's gross domestic product, improve the quality of that product. Also, you said smuggling. Well, this is not right. Why? Because the agreement establishes a rule-based trade governor in its African trade, which prevents issues like this, smuggling and dumping, other unfair trade practices from coming into agreement. Oh, you said loss of traditional livelihood. Yes, okay, we might lose our traditional livelihood, but we're changing it for better businesses, better job opportunities. We're employing those that are in the villages, we're employing those in the cities, we're bringing them all together because there's an expanded market for all of them to come and work. You said bad working conditions. Well, as I said before, there is a set of rules governing this operation, a set of rules governing this agreement. So when you say bad working conditions, they'll be well addressed, because it's not as if the agreement was not made by incapable persons. Also, you said a monopoly. Do you know that there's also a good side of monopoly? Because when people hold on to goods, when there's a major competitor in the market, there is a definite standard of goods. If we remove this from our economy, we are thereby reducing the standard of our economy, we are reducing the standard of the goods that are available in our economy. You also said poor infrastructure. Yes, we have poor infrastructure, but in order for us to take our full advantage of this argument, we have to improve the infrastructures in our nation, thereby causing us to get more trade gain and prevent trade loss from this agreement. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Toluolase Olaloye. Welcome. Welcome. Let's take a break. I'm having a good time. I hope you are as well, Lagos. Let me remind you, you can watch this live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. This is Nigeria Info's I Beg to Differ debate tournament for teenagers. And this is the tournament of champions. We have all the champions, well, at least three of the champions who have returned. All the runners-up are back from the four tournaments we've had so far. And we have some pretty impressive performers from those four tournaments in the studio as well. Today, it's the turn of Oluchi Akwarandu and Olaloye Toluolase, both of them from different tournaments. So you have Toluolase from May, and then you have Oluchi Akwarandu from November 2021, and again May 2022. This time around, they are competing in this tournament for champions. We'll take a break. When we come back, let's keep talking. Thank you to Paystack. Thank you to Suno Assurance. Thank you to Swiss Flower, Swiss Air Freshener, Swiss Body Products. Thank you to Just Delight Ice Cream. Thank you to obiwizi.com. Thank you to RLG. Thank you to all our sponsors, all our partners. We really appreciate it. It's time now for the closing round. Again, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and this is Nigeria Info 99.3. This is the Tournament of Champions. Our gladiators today are Oluchi Akwarandu and Olaloye Toluolase. It's time for your final 3 minutes. We'll start with the motion supporter, Toluolase.
There are various other benefits the Africa Continental Free Trade Area offers not only to Nigeria but the whole of Africa. And perhaps the greatest benefit to offer is the provision of room for strong continental cooperation as it frees trade between Nigeria and other member nations, thereby improving our international relations with each other. And wherever there is cooperation and collaboration, there is bound to be unity and growth. Also, to increase our foreign direct investment, because our foreign direct investment in Nigeria is very low at the moment, it will help to do this in various ways by allowing local investors to set up a manufacturing hub in Nigeria and export their goods to other member nations of the agreement and increase Nigeria's foreign direct investment and as well as the value of our currency. It also helps us in the importation of raw materials. Because after the CBN governor, Mr. Gordon Emefiele, banned the use of forests for 41 imported items, local manufacturers, whom the policy was expected to help, lamented they could no longer access raw material inputs required for production locally. The agreement helped to alleviate this challenge by allowing us to reach out to research-rich African countries for raw material inputs and enable us to export our already available raw materials in the nation to other member nations through the new market whereby the agreement. It will help us in service sector, help Nigeria's burgeoning service industry to earn a major win for everything goes right with this agreement. And it will allow us to export services such as logistics, real estate development, legal accounting, finances, etc. The same way these services are being important to our country and less developed neighboring African countries rely on our services so as to improve their economy. It also helps us to provide increased variety, of goods and services, because we are bringing new producers into the new market with the agreement, and these new products will bring about new products so as to sell in this new market. It also accelerate our economic development by causing us to acquire technical knowledge from other producers or other people who are trading with other member nations of the agreement. I want to let you know that this agreement is beneficial to us in various ways. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Olaloye Toluolase, well done. Good job. Okay. Oluchi Akwarandu, your 3 minutes start now.
Thank you for this opportunity to shed more light on my proposition. Now I'll be going over to my closing point. Firstly, the reason why the African Continental Free Trade Agreement is not economically great for Nigeria is because, firstly, transfer of poverty. I'd like to bring your notice to the fact that every shipload of goods into our country is a transfer of our wealth to that country. Now, what do I mean? Constant importation of goods and services is a transfer of poverty of that country to our country and a transfer of wealth to our country. And this is not good, is it? We are already in debt. We don't want to lead to more indebtedness. Second, Secondly, security risks. Opening of our free borders would lead to endangering the lives and properties of our people. This might lead to terrorism, and this hampers the peace and progress of our people. Not to forget, expansion of our local industries. Not implementing this African Continental Free Trade Agreement will boost our local industries to strive more in order to lead to industrialization. Not to also forget, labor lost. The liberalization of our African Continental Free Trade Agreement will lead to the productive manpower to migrate out of the country. Do you want everybody? Now we have a lot of percentage of our doctors that have migrated from our country to another country due to the not favorable conditions of these people. Do you want that to keep happening? Our teachers will migrate, our doctors will migrate, our fishermen, our everything will migrate. Where would this lead us in the economy? Now, I want to rebut some of your closing points. You said bilateral trade. Bilateral trade, which will lead to trade war. Understand me. The trading of foreign countries into our country would lead to the competition of foreign countries and our local industries. And this will lead to striving for competence, which will lead to outsmarting. One will want to go ahead of others. And this might lead to trade war. We have a lot on our hands. We don't want trade war in our pocket. Thirdly, you also said foreign direct investment. Do you think that the implementation of the African Continental Free Trade Agreement in our country would allow the foreign industries to bring in profits to our country? They will repatriate their profits back to their country to improve on the developmental projects. They are just coming here to make money. They are going to repatriate their profit back. Furthermore, you said importation of raw materials. Like I said before, too much importation would lead to transfer of poverty into our country. We are already in indebtedness. We don't need more financing issues. You also said increased variety of goods. Inside those increasing of variety of goods, you will see substantial. You will see contraband goods. I would like to take you back to the importation ban of rice. We still eat foreign rice, don't we? Let's tell ourselves the truth. Where does it come from? Smuggling? You try to rebut my point saying smuggling does not arise. What are you saying? Smuggling arises because free access in the market will lead to free importation of goods and services. And you and I know that there are corrupt officials in the custom duties. And this will lead to...
Thank you. Thank you very much, Oluchi Akwarandu. Well done. That was brilliant. Well done. Good job. I love Toluola Shea. He's such a sportsman. And he keeps saying, yeah, that was brilliant. Lagos, let me remind you, you can watch on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Today's topic has been a very simple yet complex one. The AFCFTA is economically great for Nigeria. And you just heard from 17-year-old Oluchi Akwarandu, who has graduated secondary school, and Toluwalashe Olaloye, who is 15 years old and in SS3. And you heard Olaloye support the motion and Oluchi oppose the motion. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll find out if we have results. Don't go away, Lagos.
Are you a business owner who's looking to boost sales? Check out Paystack Terminal. Paystack Terminal is a POS that helps you accept payments in multiple ways, including ATM cards, bank transfers, and USSD. Additionally, you can track sales in real time on your phone, even if you have multiple terminals in multiple stores. Paystack Terminal also comes with a global SIM card and fast Wi-Fi, so you never have to say the words, no network, and your customers never have to wait to confirm payments. What's more, you can connect Terminal to your existing POS systems, split your payouts into multiple bank accounts, do easy end-of-day accounting, and so much more. Paystack Terminal is the smart choice for ambitious businesses of all sizes. Visit paystack.com/beg to get yours. Again, that's stack.com/beg to differ.
Group D of the I Beg to Differ Tour of Champions promises fierce battles between three exciting debaters. Olaloye Toluwalashe told us last May, but sucked by Mlarwaju. If he wants to settle that war, he'll need to emerge from the... Will Stephanie Ame let him? The August runner-up is here to Kuda Wanto to be the girl. She has to beat the girl. SOG's fans will love D-Debate Thursdays because they say the days are for legends. She smashed score records on her cruise to the championship in May, and all that is left and the three champions are the two in this group. This March, it's the Edifa Tournament of Champions on 19.3 Nigeria Info FM and via Max TV.
We've got the results from judges. Let's take a look at how our debaters have done today. Toluwalashe scored 51 in the presentation round. Akwarando scored 45. Toluwalashe scored 22 presentation style. Scored 19. Toluwalashe scored 32 ring rebuttals, the first round of the rebuttals. Oluchi scored 35. For rebuttal style, Oye scored 14. Akwarando scores 14. In the closing round, Olaloye scores 41. Oluchi Akwarando scores 35. For closing style, Olaloye, Oluwalashe and Oluchi Akwarando both tie at 16. And so with a total of 176 to 164, Olaloye Toluwalashe wins this round. Congratulations, Toluwalashe.
Thank you so much.
Well done. That means that two Thursdays from now, we'll see you again. And we'll see you next week on Kwarandu, where you'll face Stephanie Ehime. It's not the road. It's not the end of the road for you next week. And you and Steph receive your topic this evening. As you leave the studio, you'll receive your topic. But ice cream waiting for you downstairs. We've also got a flower pack from Sphere Industries waiting for you as well. Just don't forget to pick up your bags on your way out. Well done. It was good to see you both today. Congratulations and well done. You can leave the studio, please. Thank you very much for your time.